Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1234, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate National Fairy Tale Day. We'll hear a set of rapidly rotating records about some old men, elderly men, and we'll do some bullying. We're a little late in celebrating, since I just recently found out about it, but February 26th was National Fairy Tale Day. So here's the first of three segments having to do with fairy tales.
On a carpet you will fly, and you'll awake in fairyland. A prince will ride upon the sea, la-la. He'll say, fair lady, be my queen, la-la. In this beautiful land of laughter, you'll live happily ever after, if you believe that fairy tales come true. If you believe that fairy tales,
thank you. hanging diamonds on the clover. The moon is listening to the nightingale. And while we're lost in dreams, the world around us seems like a Louisiana fairy tale. The breeze is softly singing through the willows as hand in hand we stroll along the trail. And love is at its height, enchanting us tonight like a Louisiana fairy tale. Is this real, this fascination? Are my arms holding you fast? Are we here on the plantation? Or can this be heaven at last? Keep dreaming with your head upon my shoulder, and don't awake until the stars grow pale. The world is at our feet, the picture is complete, like a Louisiana fairy tale.
Composer Nikolai Karlovich Medner was born in Moscow on January 5, 1880, and was a contemporary and good friend of Rachmaninoff. He wrote a great deal of music for piano, including sonatas, concertos, and songs. He also wrote 38 pieces for solo piano called skazy, which translates as tales or legends, but are known, thanks to his wife, as fairy tales. Metner's music was not particularly popular and not widely recorded until he himself recorded much of it in the 1940s, but the fairy tales were recorded beginning in the 1920s by one of the greatest pianists of the 20th century, Benno Moiseevich. We heard Fairy Tale in E minor, Opus 34, No. 2, recorded in HMV's Abbey Road Studio No. 3 on March 1, 1928. Before that, a much more recognizable tune, Louisiana Fairy Tale, composed by Haven Gillespie. I've played it by Fats Waller, but there you have Fred Latham singing the J. Fred Coots and Michel Parrish lyrics with Jack Jackson and his orchestra on July 3, 1935. We started that fairy tale set with Horace Heidt and his musical Knights asking, "Do you believe in fairy tales?" composed by V. Lawnhurst with the lyrics by Mac David. The vocalist on Columbia 36026, released in March of 1941, was Larry Cotton. He also sings it, backed by the Musical Knights, in the 1941 Jimmy Stewart Paulette Goddard picture, Pot of Gold. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 6th, marked the birth in 1891 in Belgrade, Montana, of Eugene Cole Quaw, Q-U-A-W, better known as Gene Quaw. His family moved to Bozeman around 1896, and Gene attended local schools, displaying a talent for musical composition, and later worked as a piano player at the Bozeman Opera House under musical director Louis Leo Howard. Following his graduation from Montana State College in 1910, Gene worked as a bandleader and composer. During the 1920s, he conducted a dance band for several summers at Yellowstone National Park, and also worked for Paramount Studios as a composer for cartoon features. Beginning around 1941, he worked as the recreation director at Louisiana State University, retiring in 1961. Gene Quaw died in Bozeman, Montana on December 17, 1968. Last week, we had a birthday salute for George Stewart Christie, but because of their scarcity, played just one recording, his song, On a Good Old Time Straw Ride. Well, we've got the same situation with Gene Quaw. Here's the All-Star Trio with his composition, Old Man Jazz, to start off an old man.
The word old has a connotation some of the more elderly people find distasteful. I would suggest you make the substitution, please.
To start off an elderly man segment.
Thank you. one-day plan. He does nothing on Monday, rest till Sunday. My old man, he's only doing the best he can. It takes a barrel of whiskey to make him frisky. My old man.
When he steps out, grabs old Miss from the washing tub, takes her in a taxi to the Onyx Club. Flang, flang, a doodle, the praggy daggy.
My old man, he's gonna end in the garbage can. Put a bottle of gin there, he'll get in there. My old man. My old man, he's only doing the best he can. My old man,
and when he steps out, grabs old business from the washing tub, takes her in a taxi to the Onyx Club.
My old man, he's only in the garbage can. Put a bottle of gin there, he'll get in there, my old man.
Thank you.
He also recorded it for Victor a couple of months earlier under his own name. But there you have the Duke Ellington Orchestra on October 30th, 1930, as the Harlem Footwarmers on OK8869 with Ellington's composition, Old Man Blues. Before they were the Spirits of Rhythm, they were the Nephews, and before Old Man Blues, we heard them with My Old Man, described on the label of Brunswick 6728 as a novelty vocal. That was recorded December 6, 1933, and My Old Man was written by Johnny Mercer and Bernie Hannigan. We started the segment with the All-Star Trio with Gene Kwas' Old Man Jazz. The All-Star Trio were Wheeler Wadsworth on saxophone, pianist Victor Arden, and George Hamilton Green on xylophone. Take 3 from May 14, 1920 was issued on Victor 18699. A bully is defined by Merriam-Webster as one who is habitually cruel, insulting, or threatening to others who are weaker, smaller, or in some way vulnerable. You hear a lot about bullies and bullying in schools these days, but the word bully dates back to the mid-16th century, when it was used as a term of endearment, as in sweetheart. It later became a familiar form of address to a male friend, as in pal or chap. The current meaning of tormentor or thug dates from the late 17th century. Bully is, of course, also a verb, and as an adjective, it's used to mean fine, excellent, or of the very best kind, as in sauerkraut is bully.
If you will only listen to who I speak about, I am the voice to tell you how to make that sauerkraut. Sauerkraut is made of vinegar, as everyone supposes, and of that little flower we call the cabbage rose. Sauerkraut is bully, I tell you it is fine. I think I ought to know for why I eat him all the time. Then it's sauerkraut, yes it's sauerkraut, kraut's good you know, 'cause we like it so. Then it's sauerkraut, yes it's sauerkraut, only 5 cents one pint. Holy ole, holy ole, olele ebi, ole ole ebi. Holy ole, holy ole, olele ebi, ole ebi. Sauerkraut commence to smell, till it will smell most mellow. We put him in that little barrel, away down in the cellar. We put him in that barrel, and stamp him with our feet. We stamp him, and stamp him, and make him nice and sweet. Sauerkraut is bully, I tell you it is fine. I think I ought to know for why I eat him all the time. Then it's sauerkraut, yes it's sauerkraut, kraut's good you know, 'cause we like it so. Then it's sauerkraut, yes it's sauerkraut, only 5 cents one pint. Then it's sauerkraut, yes it's sauerkraut, kraut's good you know, 'cause we like it so. Then it's sauerkraut, yes it's sauerkraut, only 5 cents one pint. Holy ole, holy ole, ole 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 ole.
and put on your bib.
Now hurry.
And I will make you believe you're out west.
Whip, whip, whip.
It will thrill you, chill you, fill your heart up with delight. If you will come with me tonight.
Ah, honey, don't waste a moment. We'll just make that car.
Smile and be happy. For look, here we are. I have got 2 tickets bought and we is going to go.
Whee!
Into that woolly wild west shore. My honey, that wild west shore.
That wild west shore.
From Idaho.
From Idaho.
Just see those shoot 'em up, Bronco Buster.
See that big teepee.
That big teepee.
Those robbers came.
And the
red rain men under it.
I'm shooting now, that shooting key.
That gasping gun.
That gasping gun.
The soldiers hide.
Thank you.
The song Bully of the Town was originally written by Charles E. Trevithan, an amateur musician, for the stage show The Widow Jones, which opened on Broadway at the Bijou Theater on September 16, 1895, and had another brief run at the Bijou at the end of 1901. It was sung in the production by Trevithan's lady friend, May Irwin. The song came from an earlier blues ballad called Ella Speed, based on a real incident involving a 28-year-old New Orleans prostitute named Ella, who was married to a man named Willie Speed. Ella became the obsessive object of attention from Louis Bull Martin, an Italian-American bartender who wanted to set her up in an apartment as his mistress, but she wanted little to do with him. Bull Martin was indeed a bully, having been arrested and tried on several assault and battery charges. After a night spent dining and drinking, Martin shot Ella, and despite his claim that it was an accident, he was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to 20 years. Trevithan heard the song Ella Speed from a black musician friend of his and reworked it into Bully of the Town. There are a number of versions, but we heard it by the Memphis Jug Band from Victor 20781, recorded in Chicago on June 9, 1927. Will Shade and Will Weldon played guitar. Ben Ramey was the kazooist, or is that kazooer? Shaky Walter played harmonica, and on jug, Charlie Polk. Before that, the Peerless Quartet, who were at that Woolly Bully Wild West show, November 21, 1913, on Victor 17514. At that Woolly Bully Wild West show was composed by Maurice Abrams, with lyrics by Grant Clark and Edgar Leslie. And we started that bully set with Ralph Richardson. No, not Sir Ralph Richardson, the other one, singing and yodeling on Sauerkraut as Bully, from OK 45267, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia on July 31, 1928. The fiddle, piano, and cello accompanying Richardson are unidentified. I'm identified as Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. We're going to continue our belated celebration of National Fairy Tale Day with some rapidly rotating records about some common components of classic fairy tales, such as castles. Thank you.
One fine day while on my way to Ipswich by the sea, I met a rather charming chap who asked me in to tea. It seems he was a dragon, you know the kind with wings, teeth and tails and claws and scales and all those dragon-like details. I admit I jumped a bit when he began to sing.
I'm the reluctant dragon, what ho, quite so, the very reluptant dragon, oh, very, very, don't you know. They call me the timid dragon, what rot, I'm not. I just won't fight, I'd rather play, I know I shan't get hurt that way.
Here we go gathering nuts in May, I'm so reluctant, oh, so reluctant. After we had sipped our tea, a thought popped in my head, a dragon here? By Jove, that's queer. He really should be dead. I say, look here, I said. Aren't you a bit extinct? He looked at me and gave a cry and wiped a teardrop from his eye. Heaved his bosom with a sigh. Then he coyly winked.
I'm the reluctant dragon, ooh, that's me, carefree.
I'm the reluctant
dragon,
reluctant since 1911 BC.
Could be,
they call me the timid
dragon.
La, 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 la.
What rot,
what a lot of rot.
I'm not,
what a lot of rot. When others fight, I run away. I guess that I was born that way. I'm to be queen of the May today. I'm the reluctant dragon, I'm frail and pale, the awful reluctant dragon, don't step on my tail. They call me the timid dragon.
What rot, I'm not, I just won't fight,
I'd rather play,
I know I shan't
get hurt that way.
Here we go gathering nuts in May, nuts in May, nuts in May. I'm so reluctant, woo, yup, 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 yup.
We begin the second fairy tale segment with Joseph Necht's Waldorf Astoria Dance Orchestra and When All Your Castles Come Tumbling Down, composed by Milton Schwarzenwald with lyrics by Arthur Francis, for the two-act musical Molly Darling. It opened at the Liberty Theater on September 1, 1922, and you had 101 chances to catch it. That recording is from Edison Diamond Disc 51057, November 24th, 1922. And what's inside fairy tale castles? Why, damsels in distress, or fair maidens, of course. So that was followed by Jack Hilton and his orchestra with O Maiden, My Maiden, composed by Franz Lehár. HMV B-5748 was recorded in Berlin, Germany on January 18th, 1929. And what is it that's outside of fairy tale castles? Well, duh. Fire-breathing dragons, of course. We finished up with not only a non-fire-breathing dragon, but a completely reluctant dragon. That was the King's Men on an Australian Decca 78 number Y5760 from 1941. The Reluctant Dragon was written by Charles Walcott, Erdman Penner, and Thornton Francis Hee. Credited as Teehee. We're going to wrap up the show with yet another fairy tale segment, but this time we'll have some rapidly rotating records having to do with actual fairy tales.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Fa la 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 la. Long ago there were three pigs, little handsome piggy wigs, for the big bad, very bad, very big wolf, they didn't give three figs. Number one was very gay, and he built his house with hay. With a hey hey toot, he blew on his flute, and he played around all day. Number two was fond of jigs, and so he built his house with twigs. Hey diddle diddle, he played on his fiddle, and danced with lady pigs. Number three said, nix on tricks, I will build my house with bricks. He had no chance to sing and dance, cause work and play don't mix.
afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? La 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 la.
Afraid of the big bad wolf.
Thank you.
There's a 1931 Van Buren Aesop Sound Fables cartoon titled Cinderella Blues with the soundtrack, or so-called synchronization, by Gene Rodemick's orchestra. It features what I think are feline characters with a limousine and airplane instead of a pumpkin coach, but we just heard Cinderella Blues played by Paul Bees and his orchestra on April 3, 1924. The label of Victor 19314 describes the tune, written by Norman Spencer and Herb Wiedoeft, as a shimmy foxtrot. Herb Wiedoeft recorded Cinderella Blues the year before, but the title refers not to the fairy tale, but to the Cinderella roof at the Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, I like any recording of How Could Red Riding Hood. And before Cinderella Blues, we heard a terrific version by Jan Garber and his orchestra with the vocal by Harry Goldfield. That's take 4 from November 13, 1926 on Victor 20322. And you'll remember that How Could Red Riding Hood was written by A.P. for Alfred Pace Randolph. Unfortunately, I don't think he wrote anything else, at least nothing recorded, and he went on to a career in the U.S. Navy, retiring as captain. He was born in Richmond, Virginia on February 27, 1901, and educated in England. He died of a myocardial infarction in Norfolk, Virginia on June 3, 1955, and is buried in Elmwood Cemetery. You've heard Ben Burney's version of Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf, but we started with a terrific rendition by the BBC Dance Orchestra, directed by Henry Hall, on British Columbia CB-669. Recorded in London on October 16, 1933. The vocalist was Les Allen. Frank Churchill wrote the music, and he and Anne Ronell the lyrics. And I'm happy to say we have time for one more. As of 2 hours past midnight last night, we are now enjoying daylight saving time, at least here in California. And remember, it's daylight saving time, not savings time. My only beef with daylight saving time is that it makes for a late start time for summer outdoor movie nights in the backyard. For those of you who have stronger negative feelings around daylight saving time, here are the Gulf Coast 7 with Daylight Savin' Blues.
Thank you.
the Gulf Coast Seven with Louis Metcalf on cornet and James P. Johnson at the keyboard with Daylight Savin' Blues, being heard on the show for the first time. Columbia 14373-D was recorded October 19th, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.